like that on this time of day.
Getting up early in the morning. I'm just not one of them.
Am I so early mornings?
It's just not one of them this morning.
Need to go back home and lay back down for a few more hours.
Doubled with another station, but maybe not. Yeah, nah, I've been up since about 2:45, I guess.
Not that long.
Actually, about normal time, getting up.
Out of bed, right before 5 o'clock. Sometimes I like to move just a little bit longer.
I wish I could sleep till 5 o'clock sometimes.
I wish I could push till about 7 o'clock. That would be awesome.
Daylight.
If make it to daylight, I'd be good.
6 o'clock. I think that's the worst part. That's one thing I did miss about night shift was not having an alarm clock. Because I would be in bed and the wife would come up here and kind of wake me up and stuff like that. So it was better than having an alarm clock going off every day.
Set alarm clock 15 plus years.
One, and there's days that it wakes me up, like this morning.
Had a rough night or a rough day. You know, I'll tell Siri, I'll say, hey, set me an alarm clock for 5 o'clock. And shoot, man, I'm usually in the kitchen doing something or messing with something when I start hearing it going off because I forgot I turned it on.
If I've ever not needed an alarm clock or wake up before my alarm clock.
It's just a waste of time. Something, you know, to make a road trip or something. Shoot, man. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm wide awake.
Yeah, W Mobile.
KO4HX.
KF4MUF. 1-4 tomorrow?
No, we are. I was texting with him yesterday about the machine, so I'm supposed to be able to get it in tomorrow. I tried to get it this evening, but they said somebody else had it.
I want to meet you down there somewhere or something?
If you want to meet and grab breakfast before we pick it up, that's good.
Just text me an address of where and at what time I'll be there.
When I get the details all nailed down today, I'll let you know.
In this morning.
Not too bad, but I gotta make a turnaround and go back. Looks like I forgot my phone. And the vendors call me on that, so I'm gonna have to have it.
Hey, Patrick. Although part of me just kind of wants to take tomorrow off so I can get yard work done and finish packing.
Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, we're meeting up at 8 a.m. Hopefully be on the road by 9.
I'll talk to you again for some reason. I hope you have a good week next week and enjoy.
I can have fun. I hope it's not too hot. I did buy me two little kid radios, little iPhones set up for GMRS. It's really neat. I tell y'all what, the Bluetooth functionality in those radios is phenomenal for programming. Even though the app on the phone, the program, it's not the greatest in the world.
For HGX, what kind of radios are they?
Tango India Delta CS radio.
Well, hopefully you can have some fun with them with the boys anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to take some of his radios. I went ahead and bought those because they got USB-C charging. And I'll have some extra batteries to charge them. So we'll see how it goes, but at least it'll give the adults some communication. Plans for the weekend?
We're playing in the dirt. Up on my property.
Been riding around?
To
work or play? You going to take your quad?
To work. I'm renting a Mini X. Got it lined up for the weekend.
Pulled out.
I tried this a couple times. It's rained us out.
At that day where you can actually use it and I get rained out.
This again, KN4 GFW Mobile.
I hope you're having a good day.
Yeah.
T-Mobile.
Hey, get over HKX.
KN4 ZM.
Good morning, Eric, KN4 MUF.
KN4 GFW.
Everybody, happy Thursday. Hey, Ken, you got another 85 closure northbound south of 221 somewhere. I haven't gotten to the point where they've actually closed it, but you're in for some fun this morning.
Hands up.
Man, go back home, right, Ken?
Mine already snorted out that way. It's like, you know, I just better go home and go back to bed.
The closure point is the exit with the big rebel flag. I can't remember what number that is, 75 maybe, 78, 76, something like that.
North end of that business, 85. All the lanes are closed?
Closed right at the beginning of the work zone, it looks like.
Right there at 221.
Of the closure point.
Might just take business 85 this morning.
When I get to the end of the backup, I'll tell you where it is.
Good sign if you ain't got to the end yet.
75 now, and it's still a parking lot. It's broken up now, a little bit north of exit 75, so it looks like they may have just shut it down. I'm not sure how long they'll have it shut down, but just keep an eye on your Google Maps.
Made it.
They had troopers at all the entrance ramps keeping people from getting on it north of that spot. So they're doing something this morning.
Traffic.
Construction people are.
Turning into this front parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Maybe I'll find me a parking spot. If not, I'll be back here in a few minutes. But if y'all don't hear from me again, y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clear from y'all's final. 7-3.
KWTJKT.
KN4JFW.
Have a blessed day. KN4MUF.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Some red down around the airport.
Looking up. Showing red. Crowded me around it yet, but I'm still pretty far off.
Better parking today. KO4CF.
It's 2 days in a row. You ought to just forget that parking lot.
HKX, do they not know who you are?
The lot's so small ever since they started construction. Sometimes I can get lucky. There's a spot there, but usually it's either on Monday or Friday. But if I get here early enough during the week, I'll check it. Otherwise, I'll just head to the back parking lot.
Front parking lot, so you don't have to walk.
I mean, the nice thing is I go by my desk on my way to the meeting. So, like, tonight, you know, today I'll have to, I won't go to my desk at all. I'll just go straight to the meeting. So it's a lot further walk. It's probably about 12 to 15 minutes from my car to my desk from the back parking lot and maybe 10 tops to the front.
Either way.
I was going to say, damn, son, you get exercise first thing in the morning.
MW workout program.
Here.
As soon as I go through the turnstiles, I clock myself in, but for the associates, they have to wait till they get inside. First, forget which parking lot I went in, so I came all the way out the back, which is the longer walk. Realized I didn't park out there and had to walk all the way back through the plant, always in front of the parking lot. That was a long walk. From the time I told the wife I was leaving till I got in the front, it was well over 30 minutes.
After a long day.
Yeah, it did.
Walking out to that back parking lot, just hanging your head like, oh, man.
I get to the spot, I'm like, where's my car? Oh, crap. Nothing I can do but turn around and start walking.
Didn't say where you parked.
Maybe. I don't keep it pulled up. And I'll check Waze whenever I get off work, but that's about it. I just keep the APRS droid going. It was a looks like this weekend might be all right. Might not see any rain or maybe Sunday for here.
Morning, but that's yesterday. That's what I was seeing up around the house too.
Me like in Rockwood, Tennessee.
I am at my breakfast destination. So y'all have a great day. Enjoy it. Y'all be careful out there, and we will say 7-3s on your final.
K04H Gex, and I'll keep you up to date.
7-3 Jody, have a awesome day. KN4 GFW.
Good to talk to you this morning. Have a great day. W2JKT.
Enjoy your breakfast. KO4, see ya. And I think with that, gentlemen, I'm going to get out as well. I'm going to start my trek on in the plant. So y'all be safe and have a good morning. KO4, see ya. And I'll be clearing your phone.
7-3, KO4H Gex. Have a great day.
7-3, Andrew. KN4, GFW.
I'll talk to you later. This is W2JKT 73.
Back way to the plant, but then I just remembered that the bridge is out on that road.
Got up a 5-minute delay southbound at the airport there. It's Google Maps is showing me it's an accident.
You're talking once now.
They might actually pull off some grading this weekend. I know you've been trying.
Playing, hopefully we can get something done anyway. Trying to get the road pushed into where we want to put the house, that general area, so I can call for my well and septic permit.
If you need it staked out, they can do the perk test and stuff, right?
I want to do the grading because you want undisturbed ground. So all I got to do is have the road in and basically just push the road in a place big enough to park in and turn around for now.
Water there, do you know?
The well I'm on now is 280 feet.
So we had a well up in upstate New York and it was like 600 and change.
Main problem around the house is you've got to go below the surface water table and you got to watch that. Because, I mean, you'll hit water about anywhere around the house.
Bend this here, you'd probably only have to go down 10 feet.
There's water on the property anyway, so not too concerned about that, but you know how that goes sometimes.
Enough to have enough of a column to give you a good supply of water for a while.
I'd say mine's 280 feet. I got water within 20 foot of the top right now, so water is typically not a problem. It never has been. At the bottom of the hill from me, which ain't 100 yards. They're 65 gallons a minute artesian well.
Plant down low like that where you get a lot of good flow and pressure. At it looks like Pelham Road.
Okay, Pelham Road.
Have you hit the stuff yet?
Almost to the south end of the business, 85. I'm just going to take it. I see it's starting to clear, but it's still red.
Right lane closed here at Pelham. Oh, another ambulance just went by. So it looks like we're in for some fun. It showed me a 7-minute delay, so it looks the sign said they had the right lane closed. So still two lanes open. And it just looks like a rear ender from the slowdown for the real accident that is still up ahead. AW hit the back of a Honda, looks like at highway speed. The trunk of the Honda is in the back seat.
Mark Caesar.
I don't really fear getting into an accident. What I fear is getting hit from behind in a situation like this where there's a sudden slowdown and somebody's on their phone not paying attention.
Drive around here anymore, and you've got to be a slowdown. It's in normal traffic speeds.
Red's gone. It's just back to yellow now, but I'm on the bypass. They're both about the same difference. Actually, the bypass is a straighter line.
I think they've probably got the right lane clear because nobody's getting out of it anymore, but just a little delay on the way to work.
The same old drive every day, right?
Got the left lane closed. I feel like I just need to find a job back up in Shelby or something.
Yesterday on the way coming home, I had a 4 o'clock appointment in Spartanburg to get the oil change, so that put me leaving there a little after 5, and man, the traffic was terrible.
And I am glad I don't have to get on 85. What I deal with is bad enough.
Shelby actually has a job opening for an energy services director, but I'd be making like half what I'm making now, so I don't know if I can do that.
Here in Lyman, so I cut across over to 290, and that was better, and then got down there to Greer, and then downtown, it took you 2-3 red lights to get through downtown.
The city of Shelby has a job opening for energy services director, but I'd be making like half what I'm making now, so I don't think I can do that.
Any government job, they want to pay about half what it's worth.
Except their lawyer. They pay their lawyer top dollar. The paid employees in the city of Shelby are the city attorney, and number 2 is the pharmacist that works at the city employee pharmacy.
What some of these positions pay for what they're doing, the ones that actually need to pay aren't getting it, and the ones that don't deserve it are getting it.
Pay for a teacher at Shelby City Schools is like $14 an hour, but their city attorney makes $275K a year, and the pharmacist makes over $200.
I am going to get out of here and get my day started. I hope both of you have a safe trip on into work and have a good day. So maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day. KN4KSW.
Have a great day, and we'll chat with you later. This is W2JKT73. Weekend, Ken.
And I think the only thing we're doing is for Father's Day, we're going over to her dad's house and putting up a flag, but that's about it for this weekend. Now, next weekend, it's a different story.
But I'm not sure what we're doing yet. I think we're going to be, we have a dinner Saturday night at the wine place where she's doing a tasting of different wines from the Rioja region of Spain, and her boyfriend chef is going to be making the food for it, so it should be pretty fun. Other than that, not sure what we're doing.
Fun. Now, next weekend, it's the Friday evening, I'm dragging the camper up there to East Flat Rock, and we're supposed to spend the weekend up there, but then the daughter had the baby, so now we're headed over to, we'll drive the camper up there and drop it off on Friday, and Saturday morning leave from there and go to Kentucky, and then come back on Monday, and then I'm back at work for, you know, 4 more days.
You had to take the camper somewhere to leave it for one night, and then come back in a couple days and get it again?
I booked for the whole month up there, so it's going to stay up there the whole month. So whenever we're off, we're going to go up there. So it'll be like the next weekend we'll be up there, and then I got a week. So I got from like the 4th, and then that whole next week off, we'll be up there.
Where is this place?
East Flat Rock. I don't remember the road. There, it's right there where 25 comes up. Out of South Carolina to 26, it's right in that area.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of campgrounds around, but I haven't really looked at a whole lot of them. We've got some nice campgrounds around Shelby, but they're more like residential rather than scenic, so they're designed more for like the long-term setups, not so much for, you know, vacationing and having good scenery and stuff like that.
Kind of like that. About half the people live there. It's a senior, so it's 55 and older. And that, but they got a, you know, a heated pool and a weight room and all kinds of game stuff. And they have game nights and potluck dinners and all kinds of stuff. We had a really good time up there last 4th of July. And there ain't no fireworks scared at all.
What hates me about the 4th of July is all the fireworks and you know, having to, you know, keep the dogs from going insane.
Last year, and that's for sure. I mean, they had breakfast for the 4th of July, and then we had a hot dog lunch and that. So it was really nice. Everybody was really friendly.
Beach Mountain, third weekend in July for a concert, and there's a new campground up there that is just opening this month. They've only got 4 spots, and they're all, you know, set up to be scenic and private, and they're at the very top of this mountain. So they've got this hiking trail. You can go up into the summit, and, you know, you can see for like 100 miles in all directions. And so it looks like a really nice place. They've got a fenced-in dog park, all kinds of other stuff. But haven't laid eyes on it yet, but from the internet, it looks like it's really good.
Nice, yeah. Best thing to do is to do the satellite view from Google Map and see it, right? I know when we first got our camper season, looked at some place, and it's like, man, I looked at it from the map, it's like, man, this don't look very good, and it wasn't.
No, you can't see it on Google Maps because they just built it, like, in the last couple of months, so they haven't updated the aerial photos yet. I was thinking about maybe going up there one weekend beforehand and just doing a drive-by, but it's like 2 hours away, so I'm just going to trust it, and you know, we'll show up on Saturday, and we'll just, whatever it is, that's where we're staying.
That high in the mountain, you probably can't go wrong. Just a pretty good pull for your vehicle, at least for mine, anyway.
I'm getting down here where I'm having a hard time getting a repeater, so I'll just say 73 and wish you a good day. Hope you have a good one and get to work safe this morning with all that traffic. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final 73.
Eric, you have a good day. Yeah, I'm almost to the gate. I didn't see any traffic at all. So you have a good one. Be safe out there, and I'll catch you later. KN4 GFW.